following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
We're here at Buffalo Wild Wings asking college basketball fans, if you could lose 1 month to get more March, more of all this, which month would you lose? 12% of fans said April. Top reason? Every April Fool's Day, 300 employees actually quit their jobs and call their boss a and after being given a fake lottery ticket by their coworkers.
You can never have too much March at Buffalo Wild Wings, your March headquarters for brackets, wings, beer, and sports.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. As we talk a little basketball, we got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Our guests will include, from the Athens Messenger, Jason Arkley. He will tell us not only about Ohio's run to the Sweet 16, but the state of Ohio. Man, you got Cincinnati, you got Ohio State, you got Xavier. I mean, look what's going on in the state of Ohio. They've got a quarter of the Sweet 16 teams that are on hand. We'll talk with Jason Arkley about that, plus the possibility of John Gross coming to Nebraska and actually them getting into the second weekend, how that may affect John Gross looking for a new job or staying at the University of Ohio. Also on the show today, Brian Rosenthal from the Lincoln Journal-Star is going to join us in our next segment to talk about the Nebraska coaching search, the latest name to pop up. Scott Sutton, Oral Roberts, mid-major, 13 years at Oral Roberts. What's his record? 250 and 162. And this is, I mean, Lincoln Journal Star confirming that Tom Osborne has interviewed him. They did it down in Atlanta. It sounds like they've got the same firm that helped him hire Bo Pelini, if that's what you want to say. Like they needed to hire a firm to get Bo Pelini out of here. It's... You know, Scott Sutton brings you a name. I'll give you that. Give me somebody that's not a mid-major coach. This is getting beyond sickening. I wonder if the longer this goes on, because I believe you're not waiting on somebody now. If you just hire or just interviewed Oral Roberts coach Scott Sutton, then you are not waiting on John Gross. You are not waiting on any of these names that we've heard in the tournament, because otherwise, you wouldn't be interviewing anybody anymore. Why would you be wasting your time and money to interview people if you've already made, because it's obvious they haven't made their decision, and I got a bad feeling about the way this is going. Daddy keeps saying, and Daddy's out today. He'll be back tomorrow, we hope. He keeps saying, well, who do you want? Who do you want? It's not a matter of who you want. It's who you don't want. And we've had 15 names now, and about two of them would fit the criteria of what we're looking for at Nebraska as opposed to what we've continued to have over the last 25 years? I don't know. We'll talk with Brian Rosenthal about that. As we had Sip on yesterday to talk spring football and a couple basketball questions, I think this was the next name, and Brian Rosenthal had known that, and I think Sip just didn't have confirmation in time to let us know about that. But this is the next name, Scott Sutton, who's been at Oral Roberts. And in 13 years, they've went to the NCAA tournament three times, which means you either have to win the tournament, your conference tournament, or be dang near perfect to get into the postseason. And they've been to the NIT three times. So in 13 years, six times he's made it to any kind of a significant tournament, CBI, CD, and they don't count. Really? This is the guy you want, huh? I just shake my head, folks. I get the feeling that people care about who our next coach is because we keep getting asked. Tony, myself, on the show, off the show, what are your thoughts? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you happen to be a Nebraska softball fan or getting ready to leave town, their game with UNO has been moved from Omaha to Lincoln today. It's going to begin at 5, free admission. Maybe you got some kids going down to Lincoln. Maybe you're just going to Lincoln. You can swing by, catch some softball today. The UNO-Nebraska game has been moved from Omaha to Lincoln, and it will now start at 5 o'clock. So the one or two of you that may be involved in that, there you go. Wayne State women's basketball team getting ready to tip off in less than an hour at the Elite Eight against Bentley, Massachusetts. Number one team in the country, the Wayne State women. They're in the Elite Eight. And so that is going on at 12 noon, and we'll give you an update this afternoon on how they did. A couple of other sporting notes. The Hastings College, as far as basketball, the Hastings College women's team, they finished 15th in the Division II Women's National Final Poll. Not bad for finishing fifth in your conference, because national champion Northwestern was number one, Concordia third, Morningside sixth, and Briarcliff eighth. Four of the top eight, half of the first eight teams are out of the same conference, and what a brutal, brutal run that is through that GPAC conference. Hastings finishes in 15th place. Of course, the big news is this afternoon you'll hear Tim Tebow kind of wondering what he's going to do, and Peyton Manning knowing what he's going to do. 5 years, $96 million from Adam Schefter, and now Hines Ward announcing his retirement from the Pittsburgh Steelers currently going on. But the big story, obviously, Peyton Manning coming in. And that takes us to our ESPN poll question for the day. You can go to our ESPN Rewards Club and pick up points for answering the poll question every single day. Which free agent star signing was a bigger deal, Peyton Manning or LeBron James? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote on our poll. It's up every single day. LeBron James, when he decided to go to the Heat with the decision, or Peyton Manning when he's going to the mountains with the Denver Broncos. Join up the ESPN Superstation Rewards Fan Club. You can get 500 points just for signing up, 100 more points when you sign up for the Mobile Rewards Club. And all this is just giving you discounts, freebies, deals on a variety of products and services, including RFA tickets coming up on March 30th here in Kearney at the Viero Events Center, Hy-Vee Deli Pizza. You can get Doug and Daddy T-shirts and a whole lot more. Yesterday's poll question: how far will Syracuse advance in the NCAA tournament without Fab Mello? That wasn't yesterday's. That was last week's. 33% for the Elite Eight and Sweet 16. Yesterday's was which double-digit seed is most likely to advance to the Elite Eight. You guys take North Carolina State with 55%, Ohio with 27%, Xavier with 18%. As Jeff posted that question, our producer, yesterday, I looked at that and I went, I don't know which one I would pick. If North Carolina is without Kendall Marshall, although his dad said he had a screw inserted into his broken right wrist and may play, I think this just comes down to whether Roy Williams thinks they need him against Ohio. I think the kid can play. I mean, how many times do you see somebody played with an injured off hand, off wrist, off arm, off finger? It's not his shooting hand. I think Marshall, if they need him, will be able to go. So I think North Carolina takes care of Ohio. NC State over Kansas. Kansas didn't look like world beaters in the first two games. And I think NC State is finally, I don't know, I think they've just decided. I'd take Xavier over Baylor, although I really like Baylor. I don't know. I don't see any of those three pulling upsets, but I'm sure one of them will, just to have a Cinderella into the Elite Eight. Again, coming up on the show today, Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal star, Jason Arkley of the Akron Messenger, to talk a little Ohio Bobcats. It's not just football with Peyton Manning. The Miami Dolphins, they couldn't get anybody. So what do they get now? And I'm not sure I'm not sure how to feel about this because I thought David, and they get David Garrard, 1 year contract. Supposedly he competes with Blaine Gabbert. BS. Why would you bring a guy in for 1 year? Blaine Gabbert's the guy. David Garrard's the backup. He had a bad year with Jacksonville. He's not the greatest passing quarterback in the world, but he's also had some success. He apparently, he told ESPN.com, they told me I'd have a shot at the starting job. No, you don't. No, you don't. It's Blaine Gabbert. Because why would you have a kid that's just a couple of years in and throw him under the bus for a one-year non-all-pro quarterback? So they didn't get Peyton Manning. They didn't get Matt Flynn. It doesn't look like they're going to get, unless they somehow still land Alex Smith. Now, if they somehow still land Alex Smith, and you know what? Oh, yeah, Gabbert plays for Jacksonville. What am I saying? Yeah, he's going to Miami. Miami has nobody. So, okay, there you go. I'm confused. My bad. But anyway, the bottom line is, if Alex Smith comes into Miami, why is he mad? Why is he pouting that the Niners looked at Peyton Manning? All right? It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. You can make any comparison that you want in any job in the world. You know what, Alex Smith? You're not even close to Peyton Manning. You couldn't carry his shoulder pads to practice. All right? You have to realize that. You've had one good year in the NFL. Quit pouting and trying to make more money. Go back to the team and prove yourself. Prove it wasn't a fluke. Prove yourself. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. The NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament continued last night. Maybe the Big Ten wasn't that good. There's only one team left after Purdue got beat last night by South Carolina, 72-61. I thought the Big Ten was supposed to be one of the top two women's conferences in the country this year, and apparently that is not the case. In the NIT, Minnesota stays alive. They beat Miami. Stanford has to go overtime to beat Illinois State, and Middle Tennessee defeats Tennessee, 71-64. Tonight, the quarterfinals, it's a Pac-12 matchup, Washington hosting Oregon, and then on the other side of the bracket, UMass plays Drexel. Then the other two matchups tomorrow, Middle Tennessee will be taking on Minnesota, and the beauty of that is Middle Tennessee somehow the higher seed here, so they're going to get to host Minnesota tomorrow night, and Nevada will be taking on Stanford in the second game tomorrow, and that game will be at Stanford. So Nevada at Stanford. And as usual, when you get to this part, the kids, I think they want to win now. They've made it through those first two games. They want to win. Nebraska baseball team is in action tonight. They will host Northern Colorado. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Huskers, Josh Sheffert, the Big Ten Baseball Player of the Week. Pat Kelly, the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. And in softball, Ashley Hageman is the Big Ten Pitcher of the Week. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Brian Rosenthal is going to join us to chat about the latest coaching search. And, folks, as you get ready to talk about what's going on with the Huskers, whether it's the men or the women's basketball team, spring football, the baseball team, whatever else is going on out there, maybe you're talking about the NCAA tournament, maybe you're watching the Tavistock Cup or whatever that is on Golf Channel today. It's still golf with probably the best players in the world playing their little club matches. You can watch that. You can enjoy a great lunch at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. HDTV's all over the place. Not a bad seat in the house. They've got lunch specials every single day. And, of course, great food and drink specials every night. It's Tuesday, so that means it's Wing Basket Night. Every Tuesday night for just $5, you get a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice of your favorite wing sauce. You can get them a little hot, maybe sweet, get them with a little zing, and you know the best part? It's only $5. It's just like on Wednesday nights for Big Burger Night. You get off the menu, there's 7-ounce ground chuck, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, Totally Jack burger, plus fries. Wednesday night, it's Burger Night for $5. Tonight, it's Wing Basket Night for $5 at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Brian Rosenthal when we come back.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Colin.
Staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites for Business is a real game changer.
Well, their HDTVs with the latest plug-and-play technology is a definite game changer.
I love anything with the word play in it.
Let you hook up your tablet to their HDTVs.
Gives you the big picture.
And sometimes you need a dongle to hook it up.
A dongle?
A dongle. It's like an adapter cord.
Seriously, you're messing with me, right?
Look it up.
Well, maybe I will.
La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Make sure you book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
How much?
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at Autotech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. Autotech Specialist is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprised? Now you can take your vehicle to Autotech Specialist at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The 2012 NCAA tournament is on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network.
The buzzer sounds. One of the last teams to get selected into the NCAA tournament, the VCU Rams, have knocked off mighty Kansas.
Who will this year's Cinderella be? Tune in here to find out.
Catch all the action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mainly cloudy skies across the area today with a chance of scattered showers developing as we head to a high temperature of 58. Tonight we could see a few scattered showers continue, cooling to 39 with winds out of the north at 10 to 20.
Right now it's 48.
Doug and Daddy's show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, as we are every single day here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, Irish Ken, he's irritated. He fires off to the Dent Popper inbox. Over the weekend, I settled in to watch the Creighton women play St. John's. The broadcast started, and on schedule, ESPN pulled their favorite fan irritation stunt. They switched over to covering the Delaware game. Now, I've never heard of Delaware basketball, nor do I care. You tell me who in the state of Nebraska would weather rot Delaware than Creighton. I emailed a nasty comment to your friends at ESPN and received a reply a day later explaining their policy was to show games with the most interest. Wow, what an answer. Irish Ken. Irish. He's still hung over from St. Patrick's Day. Irish, I know. I don't know what to tell you about that. Here's the two things that come to mind. If you just got basic cable like me, you're stuck with what you get. If you're on Direct or if you're on Dish, you could watch any of the games you wanted to on the Select channel. You could watch Creighton till your heart's content. Both were a 3 seed versus a 14 seed. And the winner of the Delaware-Arkansas Little Rock game played the winner of the Nebraska-Kansas game. And at the time, you would have thought it was Nebraska, so you could have seen Delaware and got a little preview of what the matchup was going to be. So that would be my explanation, Irish Ken. So now settle in and watch your Lady Irish make it to the Final Four and then lose to Kentucky, as I have in my bracket. Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, how's your women's bracket looking?
I didn't do a women's bracket. But Delaware's got, like, the nation's top scorer. That's probably one of the reasons they were showing Delaware. You know, Della Don's averaging, I think, 28 points a game. A UConn transfer, so anytime you have any UConn connection, UConn, you know that ESPN's going to be all over that. But I have to agree with him, though. That's frustrating when they switch games over and for no reason, which I, you know, whatever. So
yeah. God, somebody just agreed with frequent emailer Irish Ken. But that's okay, Brian. At least you picked up probably another Twitter follower from Irish Ken. Yeah, and she's an amazing story. I think they're doing tonight on World News Tonight, I believe, on ABC. They've got a story on her. And I thought Della Donna, great song by Tanya Tucker as well. Anyway, Brian Rosenthal with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, we had Sip on yesterday to talk mostly about spring football. He had an article on Erstad and baseball. We threw out the basketball as well, and I think that was about the time maybe you were finding out yourself about Scott Sutton and his name with Oral Roberts. Before I give you my thoughts on the whole deal, which anybody that's listened to the show in the last 2 months, they keep asking, who's it going to be? What are we looking at? What should we be looking at? Your thoughts on the Scott Sutton name, and then just kind of follow that up with what you're thinking, where Nebraska is in their coaching search right now.
Well, it's kind of that's kind of a broad question. I don't even know where to start. But let me start by saying this. And there are names that will surface throughout this search because it's part of the process, okay? You know, Ben Howland was the initial target. We knew that from the get-go, that he would be a guy that Nebraska would target. Went after him a couple of times. In fact, twice last week, initially on Tuesday, they said that they were keeping him. And then again on Thursday, he issued another statement saying that he was staying. So, you know, crossed him off the list. Rob Jeter from Wisconsin-Milwaukee, his name surfaced. Scott Sutton, Oral Roberts, he's been there for 13 seasons now. And his name linked as a guy who interviewed for the job yesterday in Atlanta, probably one of five guys to interview with Nebraska and Mississippi State, which is looking for a coach. So there will be names that surface throughout this thing. And the thing I always remind people on Twitter and everywhere is just because they're interviewing or they've been contacted or there's some link, you know, doesn't mean that they're the number one target or that they will be hired tomorrow or that they for sure will be Nebraska coach 10 years from now. It's part of the process, and I think it's important for people to realize that and not, you know, freak out. I thought everybody was going to jump off the ledge last week when we threw Rob Jeter out there as a guy they had contacted. So it's...
Well, I know I was on the edge.
You know, I know everybody wants to coach tomorrow, but it's not going to happen that way. So where are they at in the search right now? In Atlanta, interviewing candidates. We think up to about five. We don't know who they all are for sure. There won't be, or at least I'd be very surprised if there would be a hiring this week. I still think they'll probably want to go after, or at least try to contact John Gross at Ohio, and his team's still playing now in the Sweet 16, and his stock continues to rise. So as for Sutton himself, I don't think it's a splash hire that people are hoping for or looking for. I also don't know that there will be a splash hire. It might end up being a guy like him, and people will automatically say, well, you're just hiring another type of another doc or another Bray Collier, which might be true, but it's a tough task, and it's a long process that's going to require some patience.
Coming up, and we're talking with Brian Rosenthal of the Lincoln Journal-Star, Jason Arkley is going to join us from the Athens Messenger to talk about Ohio and to talk about John Gross. The deeper they go in the tournament, does that make it harder? Even if he'd say that Gross is the number one target for Nebraska, does it make it harder to land him the deeper they go in the tournament?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't help their cause any, even if it was a guy that had and he was. He was a guy that's been on their list for a while, long before they went to the Sweet 16. So, yeah, the deeper they go, the harder it'll be. The thing you got to keep in mind with John Gross is that he has the entire team coming back next year. And when I say the entire team, I mean he doesn't lose anybody. He's got everybody back next year. And the thought is, and the rumor is that he wants to come back next year and make another run with this group and parlay it into maybe a bigger opening or a bigger paycheck next year. Now, that could be a gamble. You know, Brad Stevens stayed at Butler with the rumor or the thought in mind that, you know, maybe he could eventually get the Indiana job. Well, now that's not going to happen like maybe it looked like it could 2 years ago. So he's still at Butler right now. It's sort of a gamble, but John Gross probably thinks that he could come back next year and parlay it into a job that is better than the Nebraska job, regardless of the paycheck. And He's only making $250K right now, and if Nebraska threw, you know, 1.5 at him, I'd say that's hard to turn down. But if he thinks he can get at least that or more next year, and with a better job to boot, that's a gamble that he might be willing to take. We'll just have to see.
Brian, is it safe to say that it's not like Nebraska's waiting on somebody right now if they're continuing to interview people yesterday, today, tomorrow?
As far as waiting for some team to lose or something?
Yeah, let's say that they have had contact with a Gross or somebody that's still in the tournament or somebody's assistant. They wouldn't continue to be – I mean, why waste your time?
Well, that's part of the process. I don't know. That's a good question. I actually was talking with Sipple about that earlier today. It's just like, are these for real – do we think, or, you know, I'm with you. You know, if you're hiring a search firm, I don't think you're fooling around. You're paying a search firm to do these things. So I don't think you're just interviewing them for the sake of interviewing them. So I think there's serious candidates, but and we say the word interview because for lack of a better word, and some people say that it's not an official interview. It's just kind of a talk and a feeling out process. But to me, that's for all intents and purposes, it's an interview. So is it the official final interview? I don't know. But, I don't know that there, John Gross would be the only one that I would know of that would be considered a number one type target that they would be waiting on for their season to end. There might be a couple others that I don't know about. But he's the only one right now that I would say this is the one that we're really, waiting to talk to.
Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star, Nebraska men's basketball beat writer. You're with them all the time, Brian. As you get the feeling here, and we've asked a variety of folks this over the last couple, 3 months, as it was apparent that Doc probably wouldn't be back. How does Nebraska get away from hiring a mid-major coach? And I've heard you got to get somebody with AAU ties. You got to get an assistant from a power school, a North Carolina, a Duke, a Kansas, a somebody that's been there time and time again. And then you got to find somebody that just wants the pay raise, has done a good job as a head coach, and comes into Nebraska. It would just seem to me, my point of contention all along, is that why would you go that mid-major route again out of the Midwest that doesn't appear to have those AAU ties? And just, I mean, this is a huge, huge hire, in my estimation, for Nebraska. If you're going to be going into all these new facilities and you've dumped all this money in there, you can't be playing in front of 5,000 people with 12 and 18 records. It just seems like going this mid-major. And, Scott Sutton, he's been at Oral Roberts 13 years for a reason. He's only been to the postseason 6 times. His record isn't sparkling. I mean, why are we even pursuing people like this?
The search firm or the people that they're involved with that search firm would be the ones who, hey, these are candidates who would be interested in your job. Like, again, I'll be surprised if Scott Sutton's the next head coach, okay? Why are they interviewing him? Why Rob Jeter? I can't answer those things right now. I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know why they're talking to them. Everybody's up in arms over the talking to the mid-major type of guy again, and I understand that. But if you're Shaka Smart and you've got Illinois in front of you and you've got, let's say, UConn opens up or something like that.
Oh, no doubt.
And you've got those jobs in front of you. Everybody wants this big-name hire. Who's going to come here? Okay, name me a name. Who's going to come here? Who do you want as the next head coach?
No, that's my point. From the day one, I've said the next coach at Nebraska is going to be somebody that Nebraska fans have never heard of. Now, as long as this search continues, and at least there's...
Well, wouldn't that be like a mid-major guy then?
See, my contention, Brian, is all along, you've got to find somebody with a deep AAU tie, even if he's an assistant coach. I hate Frank Martin's using that kind of a person because I'm not a Frank Martin fan, but somebody that came out of that mold. I see that's the way this goes. You follow the team day in and day out. I guess I'm just, when I talk to everybody, I'm interested. What direction do you think they should go? What do you think is the smart hire?
I think they need somebody with Big Ten recruiting connections. This whole AAU thing gets blown out of proportion in my mind. You'd think that Nebraska's never had a guy who played AAU basketball. it's that's not the case. And... they're not going to hire a Delonte. And everybody looks at K-State. If K-State hadn't paid Delonte Hill $300,000 or whatever they're doing, people in Nebraska wouldn't have any idea about that AU connection, I'm convinced. They wouldn't. They're all pointing to what K-State did, and it worked for them. I don't know that it works for Nebraska in that exact same way. Yeah, you want some AU recruiting connections, but in my estimation, you need somebody with Big Ten ties from Big Ten territory, Big Ten recruiting connections, who understands Big Ten culture and style of play. I think John Crows fits all of those candidates, but he's a mid-major guy, so that's probably not going to be very exciting for Nebraska fans. But he's got a team in the Sweet 16 right now. So I would be leery of an assistant coach from Duke or Carolina or what have you. Yeah, they're successful recruiting. Gee, why do you think that is? They're recruiting for freaking Duke, you know? I mean, did he come here and recruit the same players to Nebraska?
That ain't happening.
And what if he can't? He's never been a head coach before. And then you've got a guy who can't, and we don't know if he can be a head coach, and then all of a sudden, gee, the guys who wanted to go to Duke don't want to go to Nebraska. Why? Shock of all shocks. So I don't buy this whole, well, he's an assistant at Duke, he's got all these recruiting connections, he's automatically going to bring him to Nebraska. He's been recruiting at Duke, for God's sake. You know, I'm just throwing out that because, you know, you'll have like a Chris Collins' name come up. It's more about the connections you have, I think, territorial than anything. And I just keep going back to Big Ten ties. I think that's critical. And that's why, you know, Rob Jeter, you can laugh at him, but at least he's, you know, John Gross, both of those guys, they've been associate head coaches on successful programs in the Big Ten at Wisconsin and Ohio State, and were lead recruiters for those teams. They know the type of athlete that it takes to succeed in the Big Ten. That would be my point.
Last minute with Brian Rosenthal, and I'm so glad to hear you say that, because any time that we try to tell the folks, nobody from Duke or North Carolina or Kentucky or pick your top 10 school is coming here, because how much have they ever really – you just pointed out what we've said 5 or 10 times on this show. They don't have to recruit. The kids come to them. It's not like coming to Nebraska. Brian, one more thing. No matter who takes over this job, would seem to be coming into just a very – I mean, the biggest rebuilding job, I can't even remember a year that would be as bare. What's the next coach going to see? And I don't mean facility-wise. I mean player-wise when he comes in next year.
Well, it won't be as bad as what Doc took over. Doc took over the team in August. That was the biggest rebuilding program there was. I mean, that was, and he had, I can't remember how many scholarship players. I don't think it's as bad as what people think. It depends on how well some of these, and what recruits come in, who've signed, who stay here, and what the roster looks like. I mean, there's a lot of variables. You could have freshmen transfer. I don't know this, but they might see the new coach and think that somewhere else is better. All those JUCOs who were signed, I can tell you right now that I'd be surprised if any of the three JUCOs who signed will be here next year. The two high school kids will be. How good are they? Can they compete and contribute immediately? That's a big question. But I don't think it's as bad of a situation as what Doc faced when he came here in August of 2006. It's not ideal by any means, but I don't think it's as bad as what that was.
You can follow it all via Twitter, Husker Extra, on the Lincoln Journal Star website. He was the one that found out about Scott Sutton yesterday, and he's doing a great job every single minute of the day following this coaching search, which will continue out there. He's Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. Brian, really appreciate you giving us some time today, and hopefully we can catch up soon whenever this coaching search finishes up. Your guess, what do you think? You said not this week. You think it's still 2 weeks, a month? What are you thinking?
Oh, God, I hope it's about a month.
Next Monday, huh?
I would be surprised if anything happened this week. Next week tops, but it's all speculative at this point.
All right, Brian, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you soon.
Take care, guys.
Brian Rosenthal, Doug and Daddy Show. Great insight there. And I think we had this conversation before, but Brian's the next person on our bus telling Nebraska fans what you're looking at. You're fighting a battle here. Someone that will come to Nebraska and someone that Nebraska fans want, and in the middle, you get a good basketball coach and recruiter. And put enough money on the table that whoever this coach is brings in good assistants and good recruiters. Oh, boy. I just But again, I get up this morning, I'm looking at what Brian's saying as he breaks the Scott Sutton story, and it's the same reaction I get when Jeter's name come up last week or 2 weeks ago from Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He's going, what? I mean, you could draw a name out of a hat that would be about as good as bringing these guys in, and maybe they would. Maybe they are the guy. Again, I'm saying there's got to be a diamond in the rough out there. How in the world did Bill Snyder turn around a K-State football program? How'd Danny Nee do what he did at Nebraska just to even get him to the next level? You just don't know who's out there. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, where they serve lunch all day long, breakfast till 11, but you can still get a burger in the morning. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. They're also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. More basketball talk, Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up. Jason Arkley of the Athens Messenger to talk about their coach John Gross and Ohio basketball in the Sweet 16 right after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Have you noticed how many business people are free agents these days? This country was created by people striking out on their own, and we're seeing even more entrepreneurs today. Maybe you're one. Well, for this economy, a Regis Virtual Office makes more sense than ever. A Regis Virtual Office is perfect for those home offices or expanding businesses that need a more professional image with clients. You get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist for unlimited call answering, and access to meeting rooms and use of a private office. So, hey, free agent, you want to get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expense of one? That's a good call. A call to Regis. Call Regis, the new way to work. Regis makes setting up your virtual office easy. You let them know I sent you, and you'll get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/cowherd now. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mainly cloudy skies across the area today with a chance of scattered showers developing as we head to a high temperature of 58. Tonight, we could see a few scattered showers continue, cooling to 39 with winds out of the north at 10 to 20.
Right now, it's 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. coming up on tomorrow's show. Kearney High new head wrestling coach Ty Swarm taking over after 42 years from Tom McCann. Ty will join us on the show tomorrow. Head baseball coach at Illinois will join us on the show tomorrow, as well as our Loper Link, part of the guest lineup for tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN Radio. Of course, the Huskers open Big Ten play this weekend against Illinois. They've got Northern Colorado tonight and tomorrow. What a time it is. We always think that Indiana's your basketball state, but Ohio is taking things over right now, and we are pleased to welcome in from the Athens Messenger, Jason Arkley, to the Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN Radio. Jason, good morning, and thanks for the time.
Glad to be here.
Well, have you guys been able to catch your breath at all? I mean, this has been quite a whirlwind. There was a lot of fingers crossed that Ohio could make some noise, and now they've done it.
Yeah, it's been an interesting weekend, to say the least, and I think like a lot of folks, I spent yesterday kind of just recharging the batteries a little bit after the big weekend in Nashville. Terrific time for Ohio basketball, and one that folks around here have been waiting for 48 years. You know, 64 is the last time they've been this far in the tournament, and everyone is soaking it up and trying to enjoy it as long as they can.
Well, one of your recent articles was talking about how it's a great time to be a Bobcat. It isn't just basketball at the University of Ohio. Great football season, some other things that are going on that makes it a fun time to be a Bobcat. Obviously, as I told you in our emails, Noah Keller, everybody follows that. Frank Solich, the head football coach, follows that. Peter Yazvak, our SID here, is an Ohio alum, so we've got a lot of reasons to at least keep an eye on Ohio sports, but it's a great time. The Bobcats having one of their most successful calendar years here.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. The football program had been derelict for a number of decades, not just years, and so the recent string with Frank at the helm has been terrific and invigorating for a lot of the department, and John Gross has kind of done the same thing for the basketball program. It's always been a pretty solid mid-major basketball program, but the postseason wins he's been able to guide this team to 2 years ago with the big upset, and then this year getting to the Sweet 16, you look at your two marquee sports, and their win totals are more than any other program or more than any other university in the entire country, and they're doing it for a fraction of the cost. So right now is definitely a golden age for the Ohio Athletics Department, and frankly, you couldn't draw up a much better year if you were just writing this down, pinning the paper. The way this thing has unfolded this year has been terrific, and it's been great to see firsthand.
Jason Arkley, the Athens Messenger, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What was the inspiration behind putting the bracket, the large bracket that we see him signing in the locker room? And, of course, television has picked up on that, advancing Ohio to the next line and advancing Ohio to the next line. Where'd that come from?
I'm not sure what the specific inspiration for that is, but Ohio and specifically Coach Gross have been all about one game at a time all year. Don't worry about things you can't control. And I think by putting up that pod or that section of the bracket in the locker room kind of reinforced that notion to the guys. You know, don't worry about this region or that region or the top seed or the two seed. This is what we got to worry about, this pod here in front of us. We win, we move on. We win, we move on. And I think that was a visual representation of that thinking. You know, and they've been pretty good about that all year. They don't talk about what's happening 2 weeks from now. They don't talk about what happened last week. They talk about what's going on in practice that day or what's happening in the game the next night. They've been very singular of focus in terms of addressing what they need to get done, and it's cliche, it's coach speak, but they've really bought in and believed it, and it's one game at a time, one day at a time, get a little bit better each day, and I think with the bracket up in the locker room like that, I think that's just a visual way to kind of hammer home that message. This is all we got to worry about, guys. This is it. This is the entirety of our focus. This line on this bracket right here, let's go out and get the job done.
What is Ohio doing well here, not only in the NCAA tournament, but the last half or last maybe 2 weeks of this season that has got them to the Sweet 16?
The thing that has allowed them to be a more consistent program this year, a more consistent team and a winning team, they got 29 wins. The most in school history is they've become a better defensive club, first and foremost. They're among the nation's leaders in turnovers forced per game. They're in the top 10 in steals per game. They've been the top 10, top 15 all season in defending the three-point shot. And when you're good defensively, when you're solid defensively, you know, even if your offense isn't very good on a particular night, that's going to keep you in a lot of ball games. And I think we really saw that this weekend in Nashville. Michigan is a great offensive club. top 25 in offensive efficiency. Ohio played pretty well, took away what they wanted to do, and allowed them to get a jump when Ohio's offense kind of clicked a little bit early on. And then against South Florida Sunday night, again, South Florida, great defensive club, shut Ohio out for 9 minutes or 7 minutes in the first half, but because Ohio was able to defend at a high level, that kept them in the game until they could kind of figure some things out. So first and foremost, they've been a better defensive team. And offensively, they've got two guards who have really stepped up and made a ton of plays there in the postseason. If you've watched any of the tournament and Ohio's games, you know right away DJ Cooper, a junior with the knack for making a big shot or a tough shot. And then the other guy who's really been big this weekend was junior guard Walter Offit, former Ohio State recruit, who is the defensive heart and soul of this club and is finding a way to make more plays offensively, too.
Jason Arkley of the Athens Messenger is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jason, talk about Coach Gross and maybe the difference between this team and the last Ohio team that also pulled an upset the time before they were in the NCAA tournament. What's the major difference?
The major difference, I think, was roles and the way the team bought in. The 0-10 club, and I think 10 years from now, 20 years from now, people are going to look at that club and go, wow, you know, how did that team get it done? They were very unsettled all season long. They had a midseason transfer come in, and Armand Bassett had freshmen playing big minutes, and it took a long time for that team to figure out who did what or who needed to do what for that team to win. This year, guys knew their roles much earlier in the season. You didn't have a guy coming in off the bench you thought he should be starting. You had a rotation up front with three forwards who kind of knew they were going to be splitting time all year and really bought in. And then the club as a whole, again, buying into that, we got to be better defensively. We got to be better on the offensive glass. Forget about the offense. It'll come around, but this is where we need to be better. And they've all bought into that. And the trust level between the players and the coaching staff is really as high as it's been in Gross's 4 years there. When he makes a suggestion, there's pretty little grumbling. The guys buy in. They believe. They know he's got their best interests at heart, and the trust level is off the charts there.
All right, let's get into John Gross here as they get ready for North Carolina, a monumental matchup. The team did play Louisville very close at Louisville beginning of the year. Outside of that, the last two teams would be your next two biggest opponents, I would say, that they played all year. How big of a difference does it matter if they have their point guard, because they're still going to be a big favorite here? How does Ohio match up with North Carolina? Again, Nebraska fans saw what Creighton did following Creighton in that second-round matchup. Tar Heels shot lights out. What about Ohio's matching up with the Tar Heels?
Well, obviously it becomes much easier if Marshall was not available. What he does for them is he makes them a full-court basketball team. They are so lethal in transition. Even after made buckets, they can push the ball up the floor and finish. And he was a big part of that. His motor, his quickness, his ability to find the right pass and to find finishers in the break. That'll be tough for them to adjust to if he's not available to play. And if he's out, I think Ohio has a shot to hang in there a little bit. I think his absence will make UNC a little more of a half-court team. And Ohio obviously wants more possessions. They want more run. They want more free-flowing basketball. Normally, now against UNC, that might not be the best option as athletic as they are. But with Marshall out, I think maybe Ohio will explore some opportunities to run the ball a little bit better. But you're right; it's a monumental task. You look at that front line and Zeller and Hansen and all those guys, and frankly, Ohio doesn't match up well with that size on the interior. They're going to have to shoot the ball extremely well. They're going to have to find a way to make North Carolina do some things they don't want to do offensively. I think you'll see a lot of post doubles and things like that and try to take away at least the Tar Heels' first or second offensive option and make them beat them with something else. Again, Ohio, yes, will be a big underdog, huge underdog. But if they can play well, I think the absence of Marshall will be enough to at least let them stay in the game. And if you're Ohio, you just want to be competitive. You want to keep it as close as you can, as long as you can, and then try to steal it late. That's how you play it if you're an underdog. Just hang around, get to the last 4 minutes, last 8 minutes, try to make some plays and try to get out of there with a win. You don't have to be better than your opponent all year. You just have to be better than your opponent for 40 minutes on one night.
Right now, North Carolina is a 10.5-point favorite for Friday night's game. Of course, we're looking for a coach here at the University of Nebraska, Jason, and John Gross's name was one of the first ones that popped to the top of the list even before Doc Sadler was let go. And we were just talking with some of the folks in Lincoln about the coaching search and all the names that are out there. And as we continue to find out more and more about these coaches, Ohio's got every single person, everybody, coming back next year. I know it's hard to say that Coach Gross wouldn't go anywhere, because I'm sure if Kentucky or Duke called, he would probably be looking at going. Are you hearing anything on that end about Nebraska or any other schools interested in Coach Gross?
Well, obviously, I've heard quite a bit in the last 2 weeks about it, especially Nebraska, targeting John as one of its primary candidates. And if that's the case, once the season's over, that's something he's going to have to listen to. You don't ignore offers from programs and power conferences, whether they're Nebraska or whether they're Ohio State. You know, if it's a team in a power conference and they come calling, you got to listen and at least hear what they have to say. John is set up roster-wise in Ohio to have a pretty good team again next year. I think he's very close with the junior class at Ohio. Those were the guys he brought in, his first recruiting class. You had in Walter Offit, a guy he's been really close to and transferred down to Ohio. So I think there's a real bond there with him and those guys. But at the same time, getting to the Sweet 16, how much further, how much more ceiling is there for a program like Ohio is kind of at that mid-major level. So there's going to be a lot of things for him to have to consider. The facilities, the support system, the traditions, all those different factors will weigh into this for Coach Gross. He's not going to simply jump, I think, if the money's better or if the money's really good. He's a little bit different in that he likes to look at other factors. Fit, how he thinks it might play out long term, those things are real considerations for Coach, and it's not a given that if he gets an offer from somewhere else, he'll be gone. For a lot of the reasons, and the least of which isn't the fact that, you know, he does have a real bond with his current roster, and they are set up to have a really good season next year.
And Jason Arkley's gut feeling is what about Coach Gross? You put your chips that he'll be back, or what do you think?
It depends. If Nebraska is the only program that comes calling this year, unless it's the kind of offer that you absolutely can't turn down, and we're talking millions of dollars per year, I think he'll want to try to ride it out with this group. Again, if it's a different program somewhere else, like you said, if for whatever reason, you know, a program the caliber of a Kansas or a Duke or something like that comes calling, maybe even Illinois, that might be a good enough job to get him out of here no matter what. But my gut right now tells me that if it simply comes down to Nebraska or Ohio next year, I think he'll elect to stick it out with his guys one more year and kind of finish this deal out. But again, you know, I don't know what he's thinking in terms of that, but I know there's a lot of things that will go into it more than simply the contract. So those are all things he's going to have to weigh and think about when the season's over with. But if you're asking me and putting a gun to my head, and those are the two options, I think he might try to stick it out here and finish what he started with this group and then see what happens thereafter.
Well, if he heads this way, we'll be talking with you again, and hopefully Ohio basketball can shock the world and pull off that upset, even though I've got North Carolina winning it in my bracket like about half the country and the other half has Kentucky. Last thought, though, you threw out Noah Keller to me. Talk about that Ohio football program, where they're at right now, and what Noah meant to that program.
We'll start with Noah, and Noah was one of my favorite guys the last 4 years or so. He was he came in as this wild-eyed, heat-seeking missile, just flying all around, just crazy man, closing the ball, blowing up ball carriers, and watching him develop into a real team leader, you know, the quarterback on defense, and a guy with a really quirky sense of humor to boot. He was a fun guy to talk to, and one of the more enjoyable players they've had here, and I hope he gets a shot somewhere to play professionally. I know he tested fairly well for a pro day here at Ohio, so he'll be missed. Really, the heart and soul of that defense. But the program as a whole is in pretty good shape. Frank's brought stability. He's brought a certain cachet to the program. There's name recognition now, and they're losing some key pieces, but they return their quarterback next season. They're returning something like 8 or 9 defensive starters. They should be at the top of the MAC and have a real good shot, in my opinion, to win the division again and get back to the MAC championship game. So they're they're right where they want to be right now, and things are trending upward for those guys too.
Finally, Jason, are you hearing it's just free agency for Noah Keller, or is anybody saying possibly a draft pick, 6th, 7th, 5th round? What are you hearing on that end?
I think realistically he's going to have to look at free agency. But again, if people look at film, they'll see a guy that makes plays. And I would love to see him get a flyer in the 6th or 7th round. I don't think he goes any higher than that. He's not your typical size for an NFL inside linebacker, and maybe doesn't have the raw foot speed to be an outside guy at the next level. But I think he's a guy that can contribute on special teams and certain packages. And there's a guy who he's smart. He can pick up anything you throw at him mentally, and he's a warrior out there. He's what you want in a linebacker type, and I just hope he gets that shot to prove it, whether it's in the NFL or CFL or wherever, because he was a fun guy to watch play.
Jason Arkley of the Athens Messenger with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jason, thanks for the extended chat today about mostly basketball and a little football. And, again, enjoy the ride into St. Louis with Ohio.
All righty. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Take care. That is Jason Arkley, Athens Messenger. Sure appreciate his time here on the Doug and Daddy Show today in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where they had a great year in 2011, and they carried that over into 2012. They've been named the best new and used car dealer by you in the Kearney Hubs Reader Choice Awards. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac celebrating its 25th anniversary, and the number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the number one volume size dealer in the Midwest. They're there for you, folks. I was just looking at thinkmidway.com this morning. They have more and more new and pre-owned vehicles coming in. Great deals every day that you check it out. Like them on Facebook. They give you some deals. They have some giveaways, little promotions that are going to help you out. It's always fun. You always like it when you go to a website and there's a little fun with it as well. Check things out. It's more affordable than you believe, and they'll help you. They'll get you the loan. They'll get you the financing for that new or pre-owned vehicle at the Midway Auto Dealership in Kearney. When we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. GoToMeeting is becoming a requirement for business pros to collaborate with clients and colleagues. And now you can meet face-to-face all while online. Take it from me. Easy to use. I've done it before. One click, you're in a meeting. With GoToMeeting's new HD faces, it's amazing. You can collaborate on documents and presentations in real time, and you can see your colleagues' reactions. You're in New York, they're in L.A., like you're in the same room. Add so much to the meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting by Citrix, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. That's a huge bonus. I love GoToMeeting. And with new HD faces, it's like you're in the same room. I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD faces today. You get it free for 30 days if you're one of my listeners. Don't wait for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. It's becoming a requirement for business pros.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Do you like money? Stop by Kearney Yamaha today, the final day of the March into Savings Sale. Save 10% off any oil change in the service department and get a free safety inspection. Save 30% off luggage. Buy helmets for just $30 and get Tech Sport jackets for just $129. Don't have a machine? With over 150 pre-owned machines and all the new models to choose from, you'll find your dream ATV, UTV, or bike. And when you buy a machine from Kearney Yamaha, you get a chance to earn $200 in gift cards playing ladder ball. But hurry, today is the final day of the March into Savings Sale at Kearney Yamaha. We're Facebook fans win prizes. I'm free.
Free. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to check out your $50,000 H&H Distributing Cunningham's Doug and Daddy brackets on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. See how you're doing. Maybe you're not going to win the $50,000 or the $5,000. Remember, the overall winner that doesn't bring home the big cash prize gets a 42-inch television LG as our first non-cash prize from Russell's Appliance. They also have a Boston Acoustics AM-FM CD clock radio that's valued at $500. It is just an outstanding gift. Plus, we've got items from Godfather's, Mountain Mud Espresso in Hastings, and a whole lot more that we'll be telling you about as we give out more. You won't even have to finish first. Of course, the higher you finish, probably the better your prize. But you can check out how you're doing right now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, folks. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, call now, 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776 is the phone number. 888-455-3776 or 888-455-ESPN. You have to get the trivia question right. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, then you get a $25 gift card to pick up steaks or fresh frozen seafood or just some bacon or some ham or some prime rib, whatever you want, from Troutman's, a grill's best friend. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mike.
Mike, today it's NCAA basketball. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. UCLA has had two coaches win national championships. One was John Wooden. Who was the other?
Billy Donovan?
No, that's not right. Try back. I have a feeling we're either going to hit a home run or we might be here a while. We've got a whole bunch of different questions to bring to you. 888-455-ESPN. Give us a call for today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Greg.
Greg, Kansas has had three coaches win national championships. Who are they? This is pretty easy if you think about it. Who are they?
Bill Self, Larry Brown. Fog Allen?
There you go. See, I thought I could slide Larry Brown by you. Congratulations, you're the winner. If you'd have tripped up on Fog Allen, I think we'd have had to bar you from the show. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
Did you get some help there?
No, sir.
Okay, all right. Congratulations, $25 Thanks. Gift card coming your way. By the way, that was Daddy's question that he left. That's why it was so easy. So, hey, but $25 gift card coming your way. Hold on, and Jeff will get you hooked up. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Also, the other coach that won at UCLA was Jim Herrick. Of course, the famous year of Tyus Edney going coast to coast. Jim Herrick was the coach, so Herrick and John Wooden. I thought I could slide that Kansas coach by one, but you folks are just too smart. You're just absolutely too smart. I didn't even have to go into my Ohio basketball trivia questions. Remember, they upset Georgetown a couple of years ago when they got in, scored 97 points. That's how they did it that year. So there you go, and that's going to bring us to the end of a Doug and Daddy show. We expect the big fella back on the program tomorrow, and we want to thank our guests on the show today, Jason Arkley from the Athens Messenger to talk Ohio Bobcat basketball in the Sweet 16, and head coach John Gross, who is one of the top candidates, at least on Nebraska's side, and he's hearing that out there as well. Also to Brian Rosenthal, Nebraska basketball writer for the Lincoln Journal-Star, and his thoughts. And you can catch it all, any of our interviews and any of the shows. If you can't catch us all between 11 and 12, the podcast is up, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. It's up there almost immediately after the show. Give us 10 minutes. Jeff will get it tacked up on that podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can hear any of the past interviews. Tomorrow on the program, Wednesday means our Loper Link, so we will have that for you on the program. We'll also be talking with the head coach at Illinois. The baseball Big Ten season gets underway in Lincoln on Friday, and Kearney High's new wrestling coach, Ty Swarm, has a moment to join us in the second half of tomorrow's show. Jeff Erickson, RotoWire, your fantasy baseball questions Thursday. Email them to us, and we'll see you this week, Wednesday, 11, here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.